The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Well, hello and welcome. This is your host, Norma Edwards, and it is Friday, and I am sure we are all ready for this powerful, inspiring time together, which we consider to be a course in Spirituality 101. How have you been? And how did this week work for you? It's been a busy one for me, very busy, but very conscious and aware of the amazing levels of light and energy that is currently flooding, literally flooding the universe as we speak. So today I am excited. I'm particularly excited about our topic. And I want to just extend a very, very warm welcome to the show today, particularly to those of you who are my regulars. And most importantly, to those of you who may be new to the show or who may be listening to my voice for the very first time. Just want to send out a reminder that here at Spirituality 101, we are here to support you, to nourish you, to provide some guidance along the way, to share with you aspects of the journey from many, many, many point of views, to interview those who are walking the path and who are learning and growing along the way so that they can come and in interviews share where they are, what they are learning, and how they're accomplishing these things. But most importantly, to be a resource for you along the way. So welcome. You're reminded that here at Spirituality 101, we are not at all hung up on the path that you may have chosen to your spiritual growth. We recognize we're all individuals, and therefore our souls and our spirits will draw us where we need to be. The most important thing is our consistency. It's our intention on the journey. And of course, the variety and the means by which we arrive at aspects of truth is entirely up to the divine force. So welcome today. It's December the 7th. We are counting, I would like to think counting up, not counting down, because today's quotation is, it's a new dawn. 2012 represents a new dawn for Earth, for Mother Earth, and a new beginning for humankind. And so I'm so excited about December the 21st. And of course, I am even more elated at the fact that I will be broadcasting live on December the 21st, 2012. And I consider that an absolute enormous privilege of service to be able to be live, broadcasting live on Friday, the 21st of December, when Mother Earth makes that massive shift and takes us from Mother Earth into the fifth dimension. And for those of us walking on the earth, having our being on the earth, move us closer to walking in the full consciousness of who we are, and of the fact that we are, the knowledge that we are spirit, having a very human experience. So welcome. Today's topic is living from the heart. And I thought that this was a good time in this first week of December to bring to you the reminder that says it is time to begin to shift from living in our minds, living in that very 100% logical place, to living from the heart. And the e-card we sent out read something like this. This week's lesson invites you to get out of your head and into your heart. I'm going to say that again. This week's lesson invites you all to just humor me today and try to get out of your head and into your heart. I find this to be practical advice for life in these very evolutionary times. Opening up the heart will allow us to receive healing at multiple levels. It would allow us to clear the space, because within the heart, of course, is the region where we house all those emotions, the wonderful, beautiful, loving, gracious, abundant emotions that we have, but also those emotions that are not exactly all positive, those emotions that we had to live through, the experiences we had to live through, and the emotional turmoil that has kind of navigated us to where we are today. If you are listening to my voice, it says to me that even if you have gone through a tremendous amount of turmoil in your life, the pathway that was created by the turmoil is in fact the pathway that you needed to go through in order to come out in the light. Sure, there may have been easier ways to do or to accomplish the same thing. There may be even what some people may consider more positive ways to have accomplished where you are right now. But whoever you are, wherever you are, for whatever reasons, you made the choices that you made, or perhaps found yourself in positions over which you had no control, that has led you through the emotional turmoil, through the windings and the pathways of life that have brought you to this place of awareness that, dear Lord, there has to be more. 2012 is about readiness for change. And today I'd like to think that I can offer you some insights, some inspiration, a tip or two here and there on how to heal the wounds of the heart and to be able to shift from the head, processing and being focused and sometimes being stuck in our heads, to be able to shift from being stuck in the head and to take us into the heart so that we can not only occasionally feel the love and compassion in our hearts, but to get to that place of daily living and experiencing that will allow us to be able to live and have our joy and our focus from the heart chakra that is in the center of the chest. Also today, I am going to end with a heart rhythm meditation, and I am going to encourage you to hold this meditation, to set aside time to do heart meditations between now and the end of the year, because phenomenal levels of light and energy are bombarding the planet right now as we speak. And these energies have got the natural potential to help us to shift the debris out of the way. And when I say debris, I am thinking about those emotions that we have been kind of, do you feel or are you at that place where I have so often in the past found myself when I think I have just about worked through an issue and kind of set it aside, and then I wake up several weeks later to discover there is another dimension to what it is that I thought I had mastered, and yet another dimension. And I know at this time in the Earth's evolutionary stage, there are many, many of us who are going through that process. It's a process, you know, because we are multidimensional human beings. Several years ago, those who have walked with me several years will tell you that I go through spurts of teaching perhaps one or two concepts over and over and over again, and I find that it's like I have a three-year window. And in that three-year window, I might be teaching remembering. And then I'll shift from that to teaching perhaps living in the light. One of those three-year cycles had a lot to do with me teaching the moments, the number of moments that we were born to live. We were born to execute certain very magic moments. And I believe those moments come about when timing and information is just right, and we kind of step into the moment, and in stepping into the moment, change happens, or we facilitate change for others, or we complete a cycle, or we discover our purpose and why we're here. And so I would wander around and tell people in my workshops, etc., exactly how many magic moments they came on the earth to fulfill. And then, you know, some people had a hard time. Well, if I only came for 15 moments, what was I supposed to do for the rest of the time? And I said, well, exactly what it is you've been doing. Because we've got to fill all this extra time. And it's the stuff that we get involved with. It's the emotional drama that we get involved with while we are filling time in between magic moments that tend to build up a tremendous amount of emotional debris in the heart. And so today we are going to be talking about how do you release all this stuff that we're holding on to, and believe it or not, we've been holding on to lots of this stuff even before we came into this lifetime. What methodologies may be available to us in the world today to help us to release, relax, and let go of all the blockages that we may be carrying in our heart? And then how to maintain that so that we stay wide open and we develop the confidence to be able to work with the intuition that comes from the heart. Sounds like a mouthful, doesn't it? And it is. But quite frankly, there are two words that sum up all that I've just said. And those two words are sincerity and truth. And when we can begin to learn to live in sincerity, with sincerity, and seeking truth, then love expands within us. Love takes over our being. And love begins to guide us to that place that Satchmo sung about. What a wonderful world it is that we live in. So today we are going to be looking at sincerity and truth. We are going to be looking at how to cleanse the heart chakra in particular, how to help the heart to stay wide open, and some tips on how we can walk in the stream of sincerity and truth that will open us up to love, open us up to being more compassionate, open us up to being more authentic, open us up to walking with the attitude of gratitude, because walking with the attitude of gratitude would give us tremendous mileage on the journey to living from the heart. I see we are at that place for a break. And I would like you to kind of like, if you've jotted down those words, love, compassion, authenticity, and attitude of gratitude, if you need to, in the break, look up any one of those words, and we will be right back with you. to begin this journey of living from the heart. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are talking. We are going to be exploring this wonderful, amazingly beautiful spiritual topic of living from the heart. Several years ago, you know, I've had the benefit, if you're a regular with me, you hear me talk a lot about having the benefit of seven amazing spiritual teachers. And one of those spiritual teachers was a female, and she was what I would call grassroots spirituality, and she was absolutely down to earth. And of course, when I was referred to her, her job really, when I was referred to her, was to teach me New Testament. And those places in the New Testament that represented a connection with passages in the Old Testament, so that we can find those places where there would be gateways to understanding. And that's the reason why I was referred to her. Of course, at that time, I have to say a little unfortunately, I was teaching. I was teaching in a college. And of course, most of my awareness was in my head. And so one day, she just looked at me and she says, you know, Norma, sometimes you have to get out of your mind in order to come to your senses. And of course, that did not seem to make any sense to me at all at the time. The wonderful way in which she taught was that she never gave a verbal or a written explanation for anything that she said. But rather, she would create little exercises that was intended to kind of take one to that place where we get that aha moment that says, ah. And so one of the exercises that she gave me in that process was she made me go out and buy a kind of old-fashioned clock that ticked rather loudly. And she says, you know, I want you to put this in your bedroom. Well, of course, after the first night and I can't sleep, I show up and I said, but you know, I can't sleep. It's kind of keeping me awake. And she says, well, that was the intention. I want you to be aware of that beat of your heart. It's like she says, you have most people have taught themselves, she said, to just kind of ignore the fact that you've got a beating heart and you've got a heartbeat and you've got a rhythm. And she says, of course, you've kind of like worked so well on it that you've kind of placed it somewhere, tucked it away somewhere inside of you. And we continue on an everyday basis without being aware that we're walking around with a very powerful heartbeat. And the intention of having this loudly beating clock around me all the time, she said, was intended to help me understand that I'm walking with the same rhythm inside of me, but I'm completely ignoring it. And then she says, she asked me to walk for 3 more days with the clock, then take it away and allow myself to turn my attention to my chest, the center of my chest, and become aware that there was a very strong rhythmic beat inside of me that was supposedly so important to my existence that my creator planted it there and encoded it so that it would continue to beat in that rhythmic pattern until the end of the life. And so she says, and there needs to be an awareness of that. And that began my whole process of paying attention to the rhythm of my heart. Of course, at the time, I was raising children, and that took me to an awareness of the heartbeat and the rhythm of the children that I was raising. And today, I want to take your awareness there, too. Each and every one of us are walking the earth with a drumbeat inside of us, which is critically important not only to our existence so that we stay alive, but it's also important in terms of falling in sync with that rhythm so that we can become more spiritually aware. There is something about being aware of your heartbeat that helps you to understand that this journey is not going to last forever, that there is going to be a transition from this place of the beating heart to a place, hopefully, that will be even better. And what it did for me was made me aware of living in the moment. When we're aware of our heartbeat, we are more open to understanding and recognizing that we live one heartbeat at a time. And then when we're aware of that, we make every heartbeat count. So, that's one of the first places I want you to take your attention. Why is it necessary for us to make this shift, you may well ask? Well, we relate to the world in which we live through the 5 senses that we are aware of. And this seems to be perfectly normal because everybody else is walking around relating the world through their 5 senses. Now, however, if you are one of those individuals like me who's walking around the world asking questions like, what is my purpose? I would like to live a more purposeful life. I would like my connections and my relationships to be a lot more powerful. I would like my connections and my relationships to be more harmonious. I would like my awareness to be drawn to things on the planet that would bring me harmony, joy, peacefulness, and bliss. And if you are walking around with any or all of those on your mind, then this business of getting out of your mind and into your heart will become very important, because one of the most powerful things that will come out of this is that, A, you will begin to recognize the need to let go of the wounds that we all carry, not just from this life, but from many past lives. Once you begin to become aware of that beating, that constantly beating heart, you move to a place of, gee, you can almost feel the heart whispering to you, please, can you release the trauma? can you put out the trash, please? Because as we begin to work on the issues and the wounds and releasing and letting go and let God, we begin to feel lighter. The blood pressure is enhanced. It is, our blood pressure levels begin to come down. If they were high, they begin to kind of stream outward so that we're more in harmony. So attempting to live from the heart starts first with becoming aware of how important our heart is to us. And secondly, of the fact that we need, not want to, but we need to let go of the wounds, the turmoil, the pain, the shame, etc., so we can break through to more of the love, more of the appreciation, more of the joy, more of the happiness. For those of you who are scripturally inclined, there's a piece of scripture in the Bible where it says, you cannot put new wine into old skins. And I think that has an indirect connection with what we're talking about of the heart. If we want to live more joyously, if we want to live more abundantly, if we want to experience more happiness, if we want to walk this life with purpose, then it is necessary for us to let go of the wounds. It's necessary to let go of the turmoil and the pain. And it's necessary to let go of all that stuff that has built up inside of the rhythm, because it's the rhythm, that we carry from one lifetime to the other. And you may very well ask, well, how do we do that? Well, today I am going to give you some tips on where to begin, because we are living in times in 2012 where there are phenomenal levels of light and energy beaming onto the planet right now. So that where in the past it would have taken us perhaps 5, 6, 7 years to work through and to talk through all these issues, there's no need to do that anymore. It just requires our fleeting attention and our openness and our readiness to open up ourselves so that the incoming light and energy can clear away, can move away the dross that is sitting there. I know many of you who are my regulars have heard me say before, I had a near-death experience when I was 26 years of age, and I went through the tunnel, emerged out of the tunnel. I think I even read that experience on one of my past shows. Went through the tunnel, emerged from the tunnel into the light, and did a review of my life. And in doing the review of my life, I surrendered my life at age 12. At age 12, I, having been brought up in the Christian tradition, etc., I surrendered my life. And when I did this review, I reviewed my life from a very young age. And when we got to age 12, it's kind of like I watched this purple field of light engulfed the entire record. And once it had engulfed the record and kind of faded away, most of what was in the record, it seemed, was taken away by what I have come to know today as the violet flame. And the violet flame is nothing but grace in action. And so it's the same with the times we're living in now. We have incoming energy, the velocity of which is powerful enough to just about clean the slate, wipe the slate clean, and allow us to open up ourselves to moving to the next level. And the next level is living more fully, fully conscious of the spirit and the spirituality that you carry within. It's that time again, and we're right up there to a break. And so I will, we will take a break. And when we come back, we will talk about letting go and what's the best way to do that and to keep the heart space clear. We'll be right back.
This
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens. Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and now we are going to take a look at some of the most important ways that we can cleanse the heart space, because we begin with cleaning. Number one, very, very important, breath. We underestimate the power of the breath. And so when we are beginning this process of opening up ourselves so that we can cleanse the heart chakra, we begin with 10-minute breathing exercises. And if you're not aware how to do that, I do not like to teach breathing exercises, because every single human being has got their own rhythm. And what I do is say, be aware. If you can be aware and you can still yourself for 10 minutes and be aware that you are now going to attempt to breathe deeply, take the breath in very deeply by the nose, hold it for as long as you possibly can. As you take the breath in, go into kind of like a mental count of 1, 2, 3, 4, and then we release through the slightly open mouth. So we take in the breath very, very deeply. We hold it. We extend the hold as long as we can. And then we let the breath out very slowly through the mouth. Now, if we can do that about 5 times in that way, take the breath in, hold it for a count of maybe 4 or 5, if you can stretch it to 6, that is even more wonderful, and then gently let the breath out. Then the next step is to take the breath in again through the nose, very, very deeply, hold it inside as long as you can. Only this time you are going to pant the breath out. In other words, you're going to release it out in spurts, because now you're attempting to clear everything on the inside and allow that oxygen to clear and to release with a force. And after you have done the release with a force, then you return back to doing it 5 times in that gentle mode of taking the breath in and then releasing it very gently through the open breath. And that will begin the process of cleansing using the breath. Very, very important. It will not only cleanse the heart chakra, but it will flow through all of the chakras. So breath work is number one. Number two, there are gemstones in the world that are quite capable if you keep them around you, or better still, if you can wear them as part of jewelry, that have the capacity to clear the chakras. But today we are focusing on that chakra that is in the middle of the chest, the heart chakra. And so I'll give you, I am not an expert on this, but I will also send you to a website where you can possibly get a whole lot more information than I can possibly give you. Let's start, for example, with aquamarine stones. Aquamarine stones have the capacity to cleanse the heart chakra in very powerful ways. And whether you wear it as perhaps a pendant that falls right on the chest, or you keep them surrounding. On my desk, I have little pockets, little small baskets, and I have stones in them. And those stones differ from one week to the other, depending on what I'm working with, or which chakra I am attempting to clear, or where I need some amplification. But I keep stones all around me. And so aquamarine stones are very, very good when we are seeking to clear the heart. There's quartz, crystal quartz, and there is crystal quartz known as aurora quartz, are also extremely helpful in the clearing, in the cleansing of the heart chakra. The green emerald stone, we sometimes relate to the emerald as one of those stones that we use in a very fashionable way, but I'm here to tell you that green emerald stones have got amazing potential for balancing the heart chakra. If you acquire yourself one and you hold it in your hand and you rub it so that you can put the energy in and just place it to your heart while you're in meditation. And just sit there in meditation with the stone holding to your chest, to your heart area. And it has the capacity to be able to clear the chakras. Now, there's one thing I have to tell you about stones. Stones need to be cleansed. When we acquire new stones, we have to understand that every set of hands that have touched them has transmitted energy in there. So there is there's a way of clearing stones when you purchase them. If you place them in, it has to be spring water and sea salt. You get a bowl and an open container, and you fill the bowl up with water, and you put a tablespoon or two tablespoons of sea salt in there, and you soak the stones in there, and you allow them to soak maybe overnight. And when you take them out, if you've got a windowsill where the sun comes in, I would advise you to just place them along the windowsill so they can be in the space of direct sunlight, and now they have been programmed to work with you. And so clean your stones. Now, once that is all over and you dry them all off, and then you use your intention, the power of intention, you hold them in your hands and you use your fingertips and you transfer the thought, the intention into the stone that you're asking it to clear and to cleanse and to work with you to clear and to cleanse the heart chakra. Then you keep the stone around you, or better still, if you can transmit it into a piece of jewelry, then you wear it. If not, you carry it around. It sits on your desk. It sits on your bedside table. You pick it up every now and again, and you place it to the heart. And in this way, particularly green emerald stones will begin that process of clearing out the heart, particularly during this time when we have this amazing amount of energy coming in on the planet to help us to release and to let go. There is a stone called Ajoti. I'll spell that A-J-O-I-T-E. And it emits very loving energy. And it encourages the heart to forgive and to release those aspects that are very, very, very connected with forgiveness and those aspects that we're holding on to of karmic wounds. I'll spell that again for you, A-J-O-I-T-E. It's a stone that emits very loving energies and encourages forgiveness and the release of karmic wounds. Amethyst is also a very powerful stone, and the amethyst stone embodies the energy of the violet flame. Did you know that? When you look at that beautiful, beautiful color, purple color of amethyst stone, it embodies the energies of the violet flame. Again, wash and cleanse your stone and keep. It is always powerful when we are walking on this spiritual journey to keep amethyst stones around us, because they have this way of transferring. They transfer that amazing violet flame energy into our being. So there are a few ways of cleansing and opening up, allowing the heart chakra to open. If you feel that your heart chakra is particularly blocked and it's not being cleared as easily with what I have given you, then you may want to seek out a healer or a practitioner who is very, very gifted in clearing the chakras, particularly concentrating on taking out energetically the wounds and the sympathy and the forgiveness process and so on and so on, that which is stored inside of the heart. Water is another way. When we are working with a lot of crystals in terms of clearing, then we have got to keep sipping spring water all of the time. We don't use purified water, but rather where we can find natural spring water, and to be able to sip, because as we're using stones to help us to clear the heart chakra, we've got to use water in order to be able to move the toxins through the body. Nature is also a wonderful way of helping us to clear and to release, including our heart chakra when we are walking with mindfulness of our breath. And we are walking in the open air where there are trees around us. And if we can get to a place where there's even an expanse of water, once we are walking with the intention of clearing the heart space, then nature has many, many ways of allowing us when we are in rhythm. We are walking in our own rhythm. We are walking in mindfulness of our breathing and our heart rate. And we are walking with the intention of releasing everything that is blocking the heart. Some very, very powerful ways to help us not only to clear the heart space, but to begin to bring expansion of our awareness in our hearts. Once we start clearing the space, we begin to feel lighter. There's a lightness of spirit that comes forth. And from that lightness of spirit now, we can now become more powerfully focused on the love and compassion that resides within the heart, because there is lots of love and compassion and abundance. If we're looking for abundance in the world, we've got to start by opening up the heart chakra and allowing it to become wide open and stay open so that we can begin to process and to live from the heart space rather than from just the space of the head. We are going to close the session today with a meditation, a violet flame meditation that will... It's a very short one, but it's a very powerful one. And I would encourage you to encompass it into your, whatever your practice is, if you feel so moved. Many of you may have already cleared the heart space and don't need this. But for those of you who do need to bring some clearance and some opening up to the heart, we're going to go through a meditation, and I'm going to encourage you to practice that meditation if you feel you need it, and insert it in whatever your practices are, because as we come into December the 12th, 2012, we are coming into a very powerful window of opportunity of being able to receive phenomenal levels of energy and light, be able to receive those shifting energies that are coming in that will help us to move to more purposeful living, to move to living in greater and expanded consciousness, to move us to living in the place from which we can walk very purposefully and very authentically on the planet. Please don't go away. We're getting ready to go to another break, and when we come back, we will go into a guided meditation. We'll be right back.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. Before we go into the meditation, let me give you a few simple tips, because when I end, I'll end with the meditation. Simple tips that you can incorporate into your daily practice that will allow you to take the best advantage of the energies and the light that is coming in. That particularly there's some extended and enhanced energy coming in beginning December the 12th, and will be present on the planet. There will be a cosmic window opening up between December 12th and the 21st, through which will come phenomenal, strong rays of light, vast, intense levels of energy. And they're coming into the planet so that they can begin to encode and begin to release the blockages that we've been carrying, so that our what is encoded within us in terms of purpose and awareness and consciousness can stream forth here. So here are some tips. Practice love and compassion and appreciation wherever you can. Love yourself. Love the flowers around you. Love the trees around you. If there are animals around you, teach yourself to be more conscious of sending out love. And as you do that, you will begin to realize that the more you send out, the more will come back to you. Walk with the attitude of gratitude. Find three things to be grateful for every single morning when you wake up. The breath that you breathe, the fact that you woke up, the fact that you woke up in your right mind, the fact that you literally have food to eat. Find the simple things so that you can walk throughout the day with an attitude of gratitude. Listen to the beating of your heart. And once you start listening to the beating of your heart, you will become more aware of the intuition that is emerging from your heart. Listen to your heart and feel. Listen to the feelings you get in the intuition, and begin to even haltingly practice, so that you can become proficient at following your intuition. Access the two-way flow of forgiveness. In order for us to be more open in the heart, we have got to forgive. We've got to release. Release, let go, let the universe, let God know that there's a source that is infinitely greater than you and I that has the capacity to forgive us and therefore gives us the capacity to forgive others. Access the two-way flow of giving and receiving. Remember that universal law that says you cannot take more from the universe than you give. The three smiles that you give to someone may amount to more if those smiles come forth with intention and purpose and joy than the $100,000 that somebody would write in a check that doesn't really come from the intention of the heart. So access the two-way flow of giving and receiving. Seek to balance the emotions that you allow to pass through your heart. And meditate, meditate, meditate. Let your meditations focus first on your breath and then on the heart chakra. You take the awareness to the breath, you close your eyes, you take the awareness to the breath, and then you allow the awareness to move into the heart chakra. Practice, practice, practice. Practice makes perfect. And last but not least, don't sweat the small stuff. God got a purpose for you. The small stuff is just what you're doing to fill in time while you're waiting for the big stuff. Now, would you take everything that you may have on your lap and put it aside so that you're clear of all those encumbrances? Relax. Take yourself to a place, whatever that place is for you, for total relaxation. Some people can sit in the meditation mode. We ask that you try to keep the back as straight as you possibly can. But sit in a very relaxful way, however that is for you. Close your eyes. Take your awareness to that space between the eyebrows that we call the third eye. And just breathe, breathe, breathe. Take the awareness and focus it through the third eye and into the breath. So that you are now sitting relaxed with your eyes closed. And your focus behind your closed eyes is that your awareness is coming through the third eye, the space between the brows in the forehead, it's coming through the third eye space, and it's moving through your breath and into your heart. Just breathe, breathe, relax, relax, relax. Breathe naturally, smoothly, and follow the rhythm of the heart. Just release, relax, let go, and let the rhythm of the heart guide the meditation. Feel the energy that is life and life flow through the soles of your feet and moving very swiftly all the way up to the heart chakra. And as it gets to the heart chakra, feel that energy moving in a circular motion within the heart space. And your awareness is following the circular motion in the heart space. And as you do, you begin to sense purple light. Purple energy entering through the crown of the head and following the circular motion as that you are experiencing in the heart space. And breathe, and breathe, and breathe, and relax, and relax. Let go. Let go. And let God. Let go and feel yourself centered in the unified field of energy that is present within you. Keep the awareness on the breath. see through the third eye the violet flame resonating within your heart chakra. And as you breathe, the flame expands. And it expands outwards until it reaches out into the entire room. And it reaches further outside of the room in which you sit. And it is united with the united field, the unified field of energy that is within each and every one of us. The field in which we live, the field that surrounds and caresses us from the outside in. Let go and let God. Let go and allow your Creator. Let go and allow the powerful energy that is incoming on the planet to wash you clear and release you from the past, from karmic patterns, from past life experiences, and give thanks, and give thanks for the sweet, sweet release brought by the violet flame in action in each and every one of us right now. I leave you with the violet flame in action, and I ask that after we close this meditation, you see yourselves returning. Let's try it now. Returning your awareness back to the heart and the heartbeat. And then to follow the breath as it moves out and flows through the third eye, the space between the brows, and moves into the universe to merge and to be united with the unified field of energy and love that exists not only around us, but inside of us. When the meditation is over, I'd like you to get up and stretch the body and reach for some water and sip, sip, sip the water so that it can wash away those toxins that have been dislodged in the meditation. Until we meet again, blessing.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.